So let us have a look at how Padre Pio prepared for the visit of Our Lady of Fatima to his monastery. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, hello, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So please do stay tuned to our channel to find out how Padre Pio, how his intercession can help you or a loved one. And the story takes place in 1959, when a replica of the image of Our Lady of Fatima was being taken all around on a pilgrimage through the provinces of Italy, visiting the main cities. And as we know from the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, that she had expressed her desire that the pilgrim statue or the image would go around the world on a pilgrimage of love and thanksgiving. So that is what Our Lady desired. Now, the organizers of this whole event had not planned a stop at Padre Pio's monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo. But it seemed almost as if Our Lady of Fatima wanted to visit the monastery. So how did this come about? Now, Father Gabriel Amorth tells us, and these are his words, "The pilgrim Madonna goes to San Giovanni Rotondo only because of Padre Pio." And he's got a whole explanation for this. We have to look at how events unfolded. And Father Gabriel tells us, "For many years, Father Gabriel Amorth, had been going to see Padre Pio as his spiritual child. I knew Padre Pio always wanted the sacred image of Our Lady of Fatima to visit his monastery at San Giovanni Rotondo. However, when he looked at the pilgrimage, the agenda that had been communicated to the bishops and everything, he saw that it was just impossible. It was fully booked. Yet Father Gabriel comments that the path just seemed to open naturally. And Our Lady, he says, went to San Giovanni Rotondo because she actually wanted to heal Padre Pio, who had been ill and in bed for several months. So Padre Pio basically needed a break. He needed to be healed. Our Lady saw that and she was going to do it. Looking at the calendar, however, Father Gabriel saw that a town fairly close by in the province of Benevento, they had assigned 2 days there, and he thought they only needed 1 day. So he contacted the bishop who had been organizing the whole thing and got his approval for the change. And then it was with his great pleasure, Father Gabriel wrote to the other Capuchins at San Giovanni Rotondo to tell them this good news. He spoke to a Father Mariano. And Father Gabriel also contacted the Archbishop of Manfredonia, that is a Monsignor Cesarano. However, Monsignor Cesarano was against this whole idea. He was opposed to it and he put obstacles in the way. He said, no, she's only meant to go to the main towns. San Giovanni Rotondo is way too small. It'll create a bad precedent. So there was this roadblock, an obstacle in the way. And to get around this, Father Amorth had to then use one of his contacts, and he contacted Cardinal Leccaro. And the obstacle disappeared. So now the way was open. And then he heard back from San Giovanni Rotondo the extreme appreciation of the Capuchins for what he had done. And above all, that Padre Pio himself was very happy with the idea of this visit. So we can see that it was actually Father Amorth who made this whole visit possible. He really ran the extra mile. Next, we have to look at the preparation. Now, Padre Pio knew this pilgrimage was going to happen, and now he wanted to prepare everyone for the pilgrimage. So how did he do that? And it was over 9 days. He had some readings every day, which he read to everyone. And we have the transcripts of those readings, so we can see exactly what Padre Pio's thinking is, what his priorities are, where he lays his emphasis, and the state of soul, the state of heart that he wanted to create in those around for the actual pilgrimage. And so let us begin. And on day one, Padre Pio said this. He said, "Praise be to Jesus and Mary. This night we begin a novena for the Heavenly Mother who wants to visit us. And so we prepare our hearts so that we may receive her worthily as possible. And then he said the best way, which our mother likes, is for us to start by renewing our holy intentions to which we dedicated ourselves. So I guess in the monastery, that would be the vows and things that they'd made. And he continues, to obey the law of God and his Son. So now more than ever, let us promise our love and fraternal charity to God. Let us renew these intentions today so that we can welcome our Madonna. May she then fill us with her blessings, especially for those who suffer and are sick. And that was his little teaching for the first day. And then the second day of this kind of novena, he said the following. Is on the 29th of July, 1959. So this is approximately 61 years ago. And he said, let us rejoice with the thought that our mother will be among us in 8 days. And then somewhat emotionally, the priest continued, let us rejoice because our mother wants to be with us always. So I say again, let us prepare our hearts. And the virtues we must prepare now for her arrival are patience and constancy. And then Padre Pio says, without these two virtues, we cannot please God. And so neither the Heavenly Mother, we can't please her either. Let us detest the bad in our past with the true desire of beginning a life worthy of God's children and worthy of our Heavenly Mother. And then on the third day of the novena, Padre Pio recommended the following. Padre Pio said, I recommend that we be well prepared to receive our mother. Let us remember that this visit is a special grace which our Heavenly Mother wants to bring to us. However, she also does expect of us the practice of virtues, those very special to her. And then he says, the virtue of purity. Purity in mind, purity in the heart, purity in our intent, and purity in our actions. So we can't be one way in our minds and another way in our actions. We have to be consistent throughout. Yes, this is difficult, Padre Pio says, but if our mother really wants this, then she will be ready to help us. And so then, we will be able to observe everything that she offers to us. Let us, with this holy purpose, recommend ourselves to this Mother, who only wants our good, our sanctification, and ultimately our conquest of heaven. Then the following day, this is the fourth day of the novena, the time of Our Lady's arrival is getting closer. Our hearts are filling with the anxiety of anticipation. And then Padre Pio, quite emotional, he stops and he has to pause a little while. And then after some time, he's able to continue. Let us try to imitate our mother in a special way. By the virtue of suffering this time. Wow. Let us imitate her at the foot of the cross, mourning with her as she contemplates her dying son. After all, whether we like it or not, suffering is for everyone. So everyone in this world is going to suffer. Let us ask this same mother to give us strength so that we are able to suffer in a Christian way. Thereafter, we may receive the reward. In her time, Our Lady will help us. And thereafter, it seems that the hospital is running short of blood. So Padre Pio makes a special appeal for blood. And he says, it's an act of charity. I ask you now for the usual charity, which I told you about a few days ago. The poor sick in the hospital need blood. Anyone who wants to make this act of charity must go to the hospital. This is an act of charity, Padre Pio says, because in this way we will give life to the sick, to the poor. And then adds, may the angels of God accompany you. On the fifth day, Padre Pio has this. It's a little bit longer. This is the 1st of August, 1959. It is the vigil of the forgiveness of Francis of Assisi. As the days pass, Padre Pio says, we draw closer to the great moment of our mother's visit. Good. So let's imitate her, especially in charity for the deceased. And today and tomorrow, let us practice this virtue for the suffering souls in purgatory. I often recommend that people to pray for those in purgatory. And then Padre Pio continues, let us remember, as we well know, that by visiting a Franciscan church and being well disposed, we can save a soul from purgatory. We can help those in purgatory. All the faithful who visit any Franciscan church anywhere in the world from noon of August the 1st to midnight August the 2nd will be able to obtain the so-called plenary indulgence. To receive the indulgence, however, the faithful need sacramental confession to be in a state of grace. And they must participate in Mass and the Eucharistic communion. Also need to pray the Creed and our Lord's Prayer, in addition to praying for the Pope's intentions. So all of these are required for this indulgence. Therefore, since this devotion to our Heavenly Mother is so dear to her and to our hearts, let us prepare and to support these souls. And he adds, this is quite interesting, and all of this will end up to our advantage too. Because one day we will also be in purgatory, and then Our Lady will also herself promote our cause and with others to come to our aid. So it works kind of constantly like that. On the sixth day, Padre Pio says the following. The Apostle Saint Paul, speaking by the Holy Spirit and writing to the early Christians in his time, the early Christians of his time, recommended Christian modesty, that is the virtue, for all. This is a virtue very pleasing to our mother. So why does the Holy Spirit say, Padre Pio asks, that all other virtues are practiced in secret, not being demonstrated externally, but modesty wants to be known by all? And then he answers, because modesty is the mirror of the soul. Continues, a well-regulated soul, that is a soul of God, loves virtue, yet seeks to hide the virtue practiced, finding joy only when it's known in the eyes of God alone. However, the apostle wants modesty to be known by all, because modesty is the mirror that most brilliantly shows that Christian to be the lover of God. If we want to be seen to love God, then we have to practice modesty. And it's also a virtue most appreciated and dear to our mother, to our Heavenly Mother. I recommend modesty in everything, Padre Pio says, in appearance, in character, in speaking, but above all in thoughts, and in order to offer something pleasing to our Heavenly Lady. And then we reach day 7 of the novena. Padre Pio says we are coming to the eve of the visitation of our mother. Our hearts are anxious for the arrival of this little mother. This is quite a small statue, Our Lady of Fatima. But why does she come? And he answers, because she wants to visit her children. And so her visit is actually an act of love. Therefore, let us prepare by emptying our hearts of all that is not God, or does not know God, or does not lead to God. Let's put all of that aside. And this, he says, is the best preparation we can give the Heavenly Mother. And he adds, have reservations about anything that is not worthy of her. Now we reach day 8. Padre Pio says, a few hours separate us from the visit of our mother. We must not go to her empty-handed, nor with hearts full of affections that are not pure or holy in the eyes of this mother. So let us empty ourselves, let us prepare a welcome for a mother that is so grand, a grand welcome. She who will arrive with hands full of graces and a heart full of love for us. Let us do as much as our weakness and smallness allows. Let us not spare ourselves. Yes, may our Heavenly Mother also be happy with us and not regret making this extraordinary visit to us poor creatures. And then the final part of the novena, and this is on the 5th of August. "Well, our wait is almost over. In a few minutes, our mother will be here at this house. So enlarge your hearts with trust and hope. She comes with hands full of blessings and graces. Let us enlarge our hearts so that this mother can fill them with graces and favors, so that we can capture the goodness of our Divine Mother. We must also make our sacrifices to persevere in constant love for her son and also in love for his Heavenly Mother. Let us promise this to Our Lady, and then we can be assured that she will not abandon us, but will fill our hearts with new hope and confidence, will revive in us greater desires for heaven, but also for our brothers in exile." And then Padre Pio continues, "More than ever, pray to this mother that she may extend her maternal blessing to the holy souls in purgatory, that their sufferings may be shortened, and that they may soon arrive at heaven, and there to pray for us too." So if you're new to our channel, then please do remember to like and share our videos, but also subscribe to our channel. After you've subscribed, you will have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications. Please continue watching our most popular videos and others selected specially for you.